C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est. I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking to you about Hex by Thomas Olde Huvel. Published by Hodder in 2016. This week it's all about witches, community and hysteria. Black Spring is a pretty town in the mountains, but it's haunted by a 17th century witch named Catherine. Catherine wanders the streets and into people's homes both day and night, and everyone is able to see her. Her eyes and mouth are sewn shut, and her hands are bound with chains, all part of her punishment 400 years ago. The opening scene has Catherine standing in the corner of a family dining room, just standing there, not doing anything, just standing in the corner. And to give you a bit of a sense of the black humour, which is quite prevalent in Hex, the family just put a dishcloth over her face. But Black Spring is not like other towns, and Catherine haunts the residents in many ways. No one can leave Black Spring. If they do, they'll be overwhelmed by suicidal thoughts, and if they don't return soon, they'll take their own lives, so the residents are stuck. And in order to cope with their unusual town, a security system and town council has been established. The security system is called Hex, and it watches over the town, and it's established. It's locked down the internet to prevent the truth about Black Spring escaping. The teenagers of Black Spring decide to break the rules and upload the haunting to the rest of the world. In the past, people have tried to study the town and Catherine, but if anyone touches Catherine, someone else in the community dies. And watch out if anyone tries to remove the stitches from her eyes or mouth. Now, the story focuses on the Grant family, husband and wife and two teenage sons. The father, Steve, is a doctor, and his son, Tyler, is a YouTube vlogger. Steve and his wife, Jocelyn, are riddled with guilt about bringing their family to the town, particularly as their son's age, knowing that they can never leave. But the teenagers still look for ways to rebel with horrific consequences. Now, this book is really spooky. The image of Catherine, the witch with the sewn-up face standing in the corner, came back to me as I'd walk through the house in the middle of the night. Another is an image from near the end which has really stuck with me. I'll just say two words, glue gun. But one of the fascinating things about this book is Catherine is not the only villain or source of horror in Black Spring. She's only one of many. There's the psychopathic Jaden, who blames Catherine for the death of his abusive father, and Jaden's mother, Griselda, who grotesquely worships Catherine like a goddess. And then there's the local pastor, Colton Mathers. Now, this is a clever callback to Cotton Mathers, who is actually a key figure who documented witchcraft during the time of the Salem witch trials. Now, Colton Mathers, in the book, is judgmental and overbearing, but ultimately weak. And then there's the whole group hysteria of the whole town when things start to go wrong. Now, this book is an interesting mix of New England witch stories blended with new technology. The town has an app for notifying Catherine sightings, while also exploring what is truly evil. And it isn't always supernatural. So if you like surveillance, pretty country towns, hauntings, strange noises in the woods, and witches with their faces sewn up, I heartily recommend Hex by Thomas Olde Huvel. Thanks for listening to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or you'd just like to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.